This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The number of people killed by the new coronavirus is now 908, raising concerns around the world. Britain has declared the virus a serious and imminent threat to public health. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Britain has declared the new coronavirus that's emerged from China as a serious and imminent threat to public health. The Department of Health says people with the virus can now be forcibly quarantined and will not be free to leave. It named two British hospitals as isolation facilities for those affected by the disease and designated the Chinese city of Wuhan and a wider territory as an infected area. The shift in policy comes after a British man who caught the disease at a business conference in Singapore in January appears to be linked to at least seven other confirmed cases in Europe. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Democratic presidential contenders enter their last full day of campaigning in New Hampshire today. Senator Bernie Sanders says defeating President Trump is his first priority.
What we have got to do as a nation is not just defeat Trump and go back to where we were. What we have got to do is summon up the courage to take on the greed and the corruption in Wall Street, in the insurance industry, in the drug companies, in the fossil fuel industry, in the military-industrial complex.
Former Vice President Joe Biden says the country needs to change.
We can talk a lot about the difference between Bernie and Pete and me and Amy and everything. There's a lot of differences we have, but not on the fundamental issue of how we restore America's character. We go about it differently. But, folks, we've got to get it done.
U.S. President Donald Trump will hold a campaign rally Monday night in the state. For more on the race for president, please go to voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Authorities in northern Thailand began releasing bodies to relatives Monday after security forces cornered and killed a soldier who carried out the country's worst mass shooting. The soldier killed 29 people in a tragedy that began Saturday and ended Sunday morning when security forces shot dead the heavily armed attacker. Authorities say the gunman, Jakrapanth Toma, was infuriated at a land deal brokered by his commander's mother-in-law. El Salvador's president, Nayib Bukele, called on his supporters to join him in pressuring lawmakers to approve a loan to boost security and police to fight crime in the country. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
President Nayib Bukele is pressuring lawmakers to approve a loan of over $1 million. On Sunday, Bukele summoned his supporters to demonstrate outside the Capitol building. But human rights group Amnesty International called the introduction of armed soldiers by Bukele in the parliament an unnecessary military presence and raises international alarm over the future of human rights in the country. The murder rate in El Salvador declined last year, but authorities continue to battle gangs that control vast swaths of land. The 38-year-old president promised a new era when he was elected and pledged to reduce the number of young people joining gangs. Bukele said he won't back down unless Congress acts.
That is Reuters' Libby Hogan. A strong winter storm is battering Europe with hurricane-force winds and heavy rains. The storm is causing severe travel disruptions and an array of flood warnings as rivers burst their banks. Several deaths have been reported across Europe as a result of the storm. At the Oscars, it was a history-making night. Reuters' Gloria Sow explains.
Parasite.
Social satire Parasite made history at the Oscars on Sunday night, marking firsts for South Korea, director Bong Joon-ho, and non-English films. It's the first foreign language film ever to win Best Picture. The film already made history earlier in the evening, with Bong becoming the first South Korean to win Best Director. In his acceptance speech, Bong also paid tribute to his fellow nominees, Martin Scorsese and Quentin Tarantino.
When people in the U.S. were not familiar with my film, Quentin always put my films on his list. He's here. Thank you so much.
Quentin, I love you.
The movie also took home Best Original Screenplay. Parasite's victory is all the more emphatic, given the Oscars' recent push to overcome its lack of diversity.
That's Reuters' Gloria Sow reporting. For more on any of today's top news, please go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.